What do you think of losing Brandon to the Rams, and what does it mean to four guys that are left?
You know, we got a good group of guys in the receiver core, and obviously it hurts to lose a pro bowler, a guy with his talent, but at the same time, we got guys healthy. Demaryius is back, Eddie's back, and we're excited about the opportunities that I think all of us are going to face, and you know, now the challenge is to learn every position and be able to be versatile.
Does it feel like a new day in a sense? You got Tebow starting first time, you got kind of a new receiving core now.
You know, not really. It's just another day at work for us, another day at the office, and obviously there's new faces at different positions, and Brandon is gone, so other guys have to fill in and get more opportunities because of that reason. So our focus is just getting to work, you know, executing our plays and being able to give ourselves a chance to win on Sundays.
Eric, it was for a six-round draft pick, the trade for Brandon Lloyd. You had conditionally five. Are you surprised that for a Pro Bowl wide receiver, that's all the team got back? I know you're not in management, but you're human.
I don't know that side. Right. You know, but at the same time, you see guys like Tom Brady go in the later rounds. You see a lot of talent you can get from late round draft picks. So, but yeah, to answer your question, that is a business decision that's made from the top up. And as a player, you know, you trust in what they do because that's why you're here.
But safe to say, from a human element, it's a little bit of a surprise.
You know, it's hard for me to even comprehend that because, you know, Brandon Lloyd is a talented player, and there's a lot of value for him. But at the same time, like I said, it is a business decision, and they felt that this was a good choice for the Denver Broncos, and I respect that.
How do you think this changes things for you from a defensive standpoint, that maybe teams will focus a little bit more on you than they had to when Brandon was here?
You know, I think they'll probably play just the straight up base coverages, you know, with all of us in there. I think, you know, to what we want to try to accomplish is to be able to be versatile. Ooh, ow.
Sorry.
Oh, you're right.
And
he's out. And be able to learn every position and move around so those defenses can't key on one guy if, you know, someone's having a breakout game or someone's getting more catches at a time. Just be able to move around and make it hard for defenses.
How'd Demaryius look?
It looks good. You know, it's good to have him back, and I'm happy to see him healthy and get his chance because he's one heck of a guy, and he's very athletic. And I think to have him in the lineup and to be able to spread the field and come across the middle, because he's not scared either, and have him make plays, you know, I'm excited to have him back.
Will this create more opportunities for you?
You know, I think so. I think it's going to, as a group, create opportunities for everybody. You know, I was just stressing before that guys now have to learn every position so we can move around so everybody can get in and get their plays or get their catches. And I think now we're just trying to win games. And if that's getting more catches, if it's not getting more catches, that's fine with me as long as we get the W.
Eric, Stats say, okay, Eric Decker's having a pretty good season. How would you assess how you play?
That's a good question. You know, I think I'm getting better week to week. There's things I'm learning from. I'm still not perfect. I don't think anyone's perfect, but I make mistakes that are so easy to be fixed. And that just comes with repetition, with experience, and watching more film, and just watching other guys. And now, you know, on my iPad, I got Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson, Wes Welker, all those guys to see what they do to get open certain routes. Because, you know, offenses are the same across the league. It's just a matter of how you call the play. So watch them, how to set up certain routes and how to get open has really helped me develop as a player.
Eric, making the quarterback change, just talk in general terms how that changes the attack when you have a running threat quarterback like that, you know?
Yeah, well, you got to respect him, too, because he can run the football. So it gives him a two-way go. Obviously, in our style of offense, we want to establish the run with Willis McGahee or, you know, Sean Hoover's back there and be able to get some play-action passes and throw the ball as well. But, you know, for Tim, he can be able to get out of the pocket, elude, you know, some hurries and get big, explosive plays with the scramble drill.
Do you sense he has a little bit more confidence now that he is the starter?
I think so. You know, I think he's been kind of waiting his turn and kind of, you know, staying in the background a little bit. But now you see him build more confidence, get more reps, knowing he's the guy, which is good because in that position you need a guy that's a leader that has confidence that can rub off on other players.
When you say you sense that he was standing in the background, now he's moving more towards the forefront, what do you mean by that?
Well, just as far as, you know, as a backup player, and I've been there, is, you know, you just got to keep working, and you can't, I don't think, say too much because you got guys in front of you that are taking the playing time and have the experience. So you just got to kind of, you know, just go what reps you get, make the most of it. And now when you're in the forefront, people look at you across the team, across the media, whoever it may be, as the leader of this team, and I think he's taken hold of that.
I just got here. Can you give me your reaction to Brandon trade and what that means for you?
Who's that? You know, it's a business decision that Denver Broncos made to get a draft pick for him. And like I was saying before, it just gives guys in the receiver core more opportunities. Now that we have Demaryius back, we have Eddie back, it's good to see the depth that we have and be able to flourish on Sundays.
So it's also a vote of confidence for you in the play you've shown so far?
I'm trying to be consistent, trying to be reliable, so hopefully that's what I'm showcasing. But at the same time, it just opens doors for everybody, not just me singly, but for all the guys in the receiver room.
Did you call it in the receiver room?
Say again?
Did you have a receiver meeting?
We did. Yeah, we kind of had all offense skilled, and we had a little short, brief receiver meeting.
And then they tell you, all right, kids, it's up to you now, something like that?
It's, decision has been made. It's you guys left in the room. Let's make the most of it and go out there and play hard. I mean, nothing's changed. Guys aren't scared. Guys just know that more opportunities are here now, and we got to make the most of them.
Touching upon Tebow again, how crazy is that going to be Sunday? You know, him coming back to Florida. They're honoring the 08 Gator National Champions. Just how crazy that must be.
Well, that's a good move by the GM and that ownership to get some fans filling in. But, it'll be fun. My Gophers never got to be the national championship game, so it'll be fun to see him get honored for the play he did in college, because he was one heck of a player in college ball.
Did you spend any time with Tim during this 4-day furlough? You catch any passes?
We didn't catch any passes. We got away. We had some conversations, but as far as getting on the field, I needed to rest the body, because it's a long haul from here.
You just got away from football entirely?
Yeah. Got home while I saw my stepbrother play. He's a high school kid. He's a quarterback back in Colstrian where I grew up, so it was funny to finally get back and see him play, because I never have.
Did he win?
He won. He's showing his skills.